Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Services called Buy Now, Pay Later, and like this is kind of replacing the idea of layaway, and now people are getting the product up front, which is good, right? But the bad side is they're getting charged, in the case of the company that Walmart is dealing with, they're getting charged like 10 to 30% APR on this, which is like, you might as well just put it on the credit card at that point. So we can talk more about those things, financial intelligence, making good financial choices. You can join us here as well. Share your stories, your thoughts, whatever's on your mind as well. It's 603-283-6160. And then if we get the chance, we'll talk about Disney and China and the decision they made that's pretty disappointing. I know, Aria, you've got that story. I hope we get a chance to get to it, but your calls come first. We're on the line with Sarah in New Mexico, and actually, that's not Sarah. I'm going to bring Sarah back here. Sarah in New Mexico. Are you still with us there, Sarah?
Yes, I'm used to waiting for 8 minutes with the news and commercials, so that's no problem.
Okay, good. Well, we appreciate that. Aria, you said you had some questions for Sarah, because we've been kind of catching up with Sarah. It's been more than 2 years since she's called into the show. She used to be a very regular caller, always calling about new government programs that she really loves. And, of course, here on Free Talk Live, we really don't love the government in any way, shape, or form, because we understand they're just a gang of criminals.
Well, they haven't been very nice to us.
Well, I mean, even if they were nice to us, they're mean to other people who are peaceful and they harm people's lives. But Sarah sees the way that they help, because she's receiving welfare from them, and she's all excited about like new roads and things like that, and she loves this new homeless shelter that they're going to be building there. So anyway, we've been catching up with Sarah because she spent some time in a government homeless shelter, she was telling us, and we were just going over the fact that she used to be on at a welfare accepting house. She's now moved to a place where you actually have to pay rent. And, Aria, you had some questions for Sarah.
Yeah, so Ian had asked you essentially whether or not this trailer that you live in now uses one of these voucher systems, or if you have to pay the actual full amount of rent.
No, the trailer's paid off. The space rent is $350, so I have an agreement. I just pay $150 in rent, and I help buy food. So he's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. So you've got a friend who already owns his own trailer, and by moving you in, he's lowering his lot costs, basically.
Well, he likes me because I'm a woman. He likes to see I have a woman in the house more than anything else.
Are you good at like cleaning and cooking?
Well, I am quite good at cooking, but I did get kind of lazy about cleaning. But I did mop the floor today.
Okay, all right.
But he does get to see me naked. That's a plus.
I wasn't going to ask this, but you've now brought it to made me have to ask it. Is this a sexual relationship?
No, it's not.
So you wouldn't say he's your boy. You wouldn't say he's your boyfriend.
Not really.
Okay. You just aren't particularly
like
shy with your body or whatever?
Well, that's one of the perks that I get discount on my rent that way.
Okay. This is a nice agreement.
I have an idea that might get you additional discounts.
Whether that's legal or not, now that's another question.
Well, it's not a payment in exchange for services, right? It's just a discount.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to go there, but I am excited about the new homeless shelter, and we also have...
Before you go on the homeless shelter, I want to congratulate you, Sarah, on making an arrangement in the free market, or the relatively free market, of making an offer to somebody and a mutual agreement, voluntary agreement between you and your roommate that, you know, you're benefiting him by being there. He's benefiting you by giving you a place where you don't have to deal with the welfare people.
Oh, yeah, their noise, I think they were drug dealing or something like that. They make noise and run everybody out. There's all kinds of, you know, the program when they take Section 8.
I don't know it, but I know what you've told us, and, you know, it doesn't sound like a very nice place to live where you used to live. So I just want to say congratulations on that. Kudos to you.
Congratulations on making some positive changes in your life. That's wonderful.
But looking at this story about that you brought up here, this Albuquerque, City of Albuquerque Gateway Center, as it was called, it was a former hospital. I guess, did they go out of business?
Did they close because COVID-19 forced them to fire so much of their staff that they couldn't maintain operations?
Well, for some reason, I don't know what the reason is, but the hospital did close down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way better situation than the jail. That's 25 miles out of town. It used to be a formal jail, so there's no kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But this hospital has, you could have a washing machine hookup. You could actually wash clothes.
The jail didn't have a kitchen?
No, you know what? All they had was a microwave.
Wow.
And then they put one microwave like 10 feet
away from the bathroom. How the hell were they feeding the prisoners? Were they just getting takeout from some other kitchen? Like food deliveries every single day?
The prisoners, they always had their food brought into them. And then they always had their clothes. They only had the jail uniform that was washed and gave to them. They never owned any of their own clothes.
So it sounds like there was one big kitchen in the jail and one bigger laundry room, but it was what the guards would cook or whatever.
I thought you were saying there was no jail, no kitchen.
There are no washing machine or kitchen at all.
This is the worst jail. That's a terrible.
They were cooked. The food was cooked off site.
That's what it sounds like. That sounds like the worst, one of the worst jail environments possible. So you're saying that this hospital, it's got a kitchen, it's got laundry, it's going to be an upgrade for the homeless people. But do you think this is the best solution, is to just give homeless people handouts and, you know, encourage them basically to stay poor?
Well, you know, the thing is that are always going to have help. What they were looking at is that they found out that San Antonio, the homeless shelter there, were one of the best that they researched. And what they do is they take people in, and they have the psychiatrist there, they have the housing Section 8 social workers and all the people that they need right there on the property. So whatever help they need, they're available. Medical help, substances abuse help.
The only problem here, Sarah, is that it's going to be run by the government, and so I'm immediately skeptical. And I thank you for calling in to share the story with us here tonight.
Like you probably could get something like what she's describing from like the VA. Like, oh, well, they're going to give you, they're going to have everything you need. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're going to give you everything you need, you know, psychiatry and whatever.
They'll give you pills.
But
all the pills.
It's just that it never works out the way it's supposed to. People wait forever. They're, you know, in this huge backlogs because it's government and nobody has any incentive to work and be
to really care in a lot of cases. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that works for the government is some sort of heartless bureaucrat. I think there really are people that do get into government work with the intention of trying to change things from the inside. And
eventually turn into a heartless bureaucrat.
And they lose their soul in the process because government just strips that away from people. So and so here you've got them taking over an old hospital, basically creating a new government program for Homeless Village, essentially. And
I mean, as far as government doing stuff, that's one of the least objectionable things they could be doing.
But it's still government, and they still suck at everything they do. So this is going to turn into an institution. It's going to be a huge, expensive bureaucracy that all the taxpayers of Albuquerque have to pay for, and whether they like it or not, whether they support the programs that they're offering the homeless people or not. And that's the thing, is I give to the homeless shelter here in Keene, New Hampshire. the private homeless shelter. There's a privately run homeless shelter called 100 Nights. They take cryptocurrency, by the way. You can find them over on CoinMap, and you can donate to their crypto if you want. But they actually offer homeless people services voluntarily. They're all paid for, you know, through donations from people. But they're only open the 120 coldest or the 100 coldest nights of the year. So they're not there round the clock 24/7. So anyway, we'll continue here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live also sponsored by Freedom's Phoenix. That is where you can go and get the latest headlines, stories, and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com has that, and they have a daily dispatch, which allows you to stay up to date with science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state at Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts coming up, we'll talk about what's happening in China, or rather with Disney and China, here in a few moments. But Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio. Let's go first to Mac. He's watching us on DLive. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live. Calling from Colorado.
Over 10 times, Aria. Over 10 times. I've heard Tim Pool bring up your run for sheriff story.
Okay. Wow, that's really great.
That is awesome news.
When is Tim Pool going to actually reach out to Aria to interview her?
I mean, I've reached out
to
him.
That's what I want to know. Or maybe Aria should reach out to Tim Pool.
I have reached out to him.
How?
Friends of mine that listen to him have reached out to him. There's never been a response from him about it.
Yeah, I found out what his producer's name was. It's this girl, I forget her name, but I found her name on Twitter, so I have her. I followed her on Twitter.
Sour Patch Lids?
That's her, Sour Patch. Lydia, and I tried tweeting at her, like, hey, you know, Aria is available for interview, and this was when you were running for mayor again or something like that, and because I knew that they talked about her extensively during her run for sheriff, and, of course, now you've been arrested by the federal government due to the Crypto 6 situation, and they seem to be interested in cryptocurrency. Jeremy Kaufman name-dropped the Crypto 6 on the air when he was on with Tim Pool, and Tim Pool's been having on all these free staters.
And they talked about, the free state project in general.
Right. Tim Pool just recently on Joe Rogan's show described the free state project as, you know, they're winning. So, I mean, he's a huge fan of the free state project.
But it's hard to get in touch with these guys. I mean, look, if you got to think about it. There's probably a ton of messages in these people's inbox, right? Like, these guys have millions of viewers on their live stream. They've got like 100,000 viewers, right? Like, we've got 10 or maybe
we're doing
30,
better than 10
maybe 40 on a really good night or something, right? Like, I'm just talking about video. We've got more on the radio. Obviously, we've got thousands of people listening on the radio, but you know, when you've got that many people on the internet people are way more interactive. Like, we don't have a bunch of people banging down our front door or, you know, sending us emails or whatever. It's just different with a radio audience than it is with the internet audience. Internet audience is more interactive. So I bet when these people open up their inbox, it's probably just full of, oh, invite me on your show, invite me on your show. So if you know, Mac, of a way to get Aria more front and center in front of these folks, to where we could, like, rattle their cage a little bit in a gentle manner and get their attention, I'd be interested in figuring out how to do it.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to be on his show.
You can travel, too.
Super chats on YouTube. That's the only thing I can think of.
So throw some money at the YouTube. Actually, I don't know if it was them. I remember listening to somebody complaining that I think it was them because they're popular enough. Like, once you get too many chats going on YouTube, like too many super chats, like literally there's so many people throwing money at you, because for listeners that don't know, a super chat, you have to pay at least like $2 or $5 or something like that, and then it sort of...
There's a bigger comment on the screen.
Yeah, it's like highlighted and it stays longer, and it's like it's something that the host is more likely to see. I think they were complaining because if you get too many super chats, you can't even scroll back through them all. Like, they just disappear. So they don't even, like, they
that
don't
was
even...
when they had, like, Alex Jones on, so it was probably going to be one of their biggest ones.
Maybe. I mean, if you want to throw $5 at this guy to get a super chat on there, more power to you.
Yeah, thanks. But if you do, it'd be great.
I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Well, eventually, maybe he'll drive up to New Hampshire. He'll bring his RV, because they already did a podcast out of the RV with Joe Rogan and...
I mean, he has Luke Radowski on quite regularly, and I know Luke, but there's still never been any sort of bridge formed there that would get me on Tim Pool's show.
Maybe he'll come to Pork Fest next year.
They actually did say that on their show recently, where they had Alex Jones and Joe Rogan and Luke Radowski on the same show from that RV. They did say they were planning on, or Luke said that they were going to go up to Pork Fest. I don't know if he gets to, you know, commit them to that, but it sounds like they are planning on attending. So that might be the in that you need, where you can actually get physically get in front of them and get an intro from Luke or whatever. So hopefully that works out, Mac. These are very, very popular, you know, individuals on the internet, and it's just, you know, when you're running your own show and people are just slamming your inbox with requests, I don't blame somebody for just throwing up their hands and just saying, you know, I'm not going to read this, just because, you know, they, I don't know, I suspect they don't have people, right? Like, they probably, I get the impression that they're doing this all themselves, and they probably don't have, like, a secretary who reads all their emails and says, oh, well, this sounds like a good opportunity, and here, you should look at this. Mac, was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Oh, no. Sometimes it just felt like you guys didn't seem like you were trying, but I guess you guys are, so.
Well, I mean, keep at it. Generally, I don't spend a lot of time trying to book anybody anywhere. I've got other things to do, but
I did run for sheriff, and Ian, you've done all sorts of things to, you know, get the word out there. So
that was different. I mean, that was just normally on a standard basis. I'm not out there knocking on doors trying to book Free Talk Live hosts to do anything, really.
But you built a radio show that's on like 200 radio stations. I don't know how anyone can say, you know, it doesn't seem like you guys are really doing anything.
Yeah, Ian calls radio stations. Well, before the raid, you called radio stations every single day.
Yeah, I did. I actually have not been doing much of that recently. I've been doing other things, but there's reasons for that. Thank you, Mac, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. And anything you can do to get it in front of them, please feel free and have them reach out. Aria at freetalklive.com, Ian at freetalklive.com. We'd be happy to get them on.
I definitely appreciate the count as well, because I know he's mentioned me a fair number of times, but I didn't know how many.
Right. And thank you for the call, Mac. Definitely appreciate it. I think it'd be great. I mean, these people are very well-watched internet shows. In fact, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight on the after show, so I don't want to get into it now. But when we're on Freer Talk Live, I've got some interesting numbers about the decline of cable television news specifically. So we'll share those tonight. 10:30 p.m. Eastern time is when we're going to kick that show off. We're going to be giving away the BitBox there as well, and maybe we'll spitball about what we'll do for the second BitBox giveaway, and open phones, of course, internet only, which means if you want to say things you can't say on the radio, that will be the time for it. Let's go, in the meanwhile, to Tom. He's on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
So, I feel like
you are very muffled right now. I cannot
really
understand you. Much better.
Is this any better?
Much better.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I tuned in on the radio later today, right before the caller before last, and I wanted to simply ask you one very important question, but you actually answered it while I was on hold when you announced who your co-hosts were. And by the way, this is 2021, correct?
Last time I checked. Hold that thought, Tom. I'm not sure what you're working towards, but we're going to find out here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Brian Steele told Newsmax he's concerned that the Biden administration will use the news about the new Omicron coronavirus variant to push its agenda.
I'm concerned about the public policy responses that the White House is going to put forward. We saw last year children not in school for in-person learning. We cannot allow that to happen again.
He added that it's important that the nation doesn't return to the shutdowns that took place last year. Peter Ducey confronted White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki on the hypocrisy of Joe Biden's travel restriction after his previous statements on how travel restrictions are xenophobic when President Trump announced them in 2020.
What the president was critical of was the way that the former president put out, I believe, a xenophobic tweet and how he called what he called the coronavirus.
This is USA Radio News. Looks like a Christmas tree shortage this year.
Due to supply chain issues around the country, Christmas trees are expected to be more expensive and scarce this year. Todd Gannon, owner of Riverview Christmas Tree Farm in South Dakota, says issues are affecting the entire country, not just his state.
We're seeing it all over the country. When we run short in supply, we generally truck in from neighboring states, and we were unable to even get some pre-cut trees in this year.
Gannon adds that weather has played a huge part in causing a Christmas tree shortage. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A coalition of GOP senators are asking Attorney General Merrick Garland to return to the Senate Judiciary Committee to clarify an October 4th memo that the senators say treated parents at school boards as domestic terrorists. The senator's letter comes as parents across the country express their grievances and other loaded social issues to children. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria. We're going to go back to more of your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want coming up. China and Disney, things are getting pretty ugly. We'll explain what's going on. Aria's got that story.
At this rate, it may end up being a freer Talk Live topic.
It may very well be. We're doing that tonight at 10:30 Eastern on our Odyssey channel over at video.freetalklive.com. That'll be the primary place to go and watch the show, although we'll be on the other platforms. But we never know how long we're going to be on those platforms for. You know, maybe they'll
especially
pull us.
On freer Talk Live.
Yeah, maybe they'll pull us tonight. Who knows? But we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk first. We're back to Tom. I guess he never really got to his point. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What were you calling about tonight?
Okay. Well, thank you again for verifying that the hosts are who they are. If you would have said you're with Daryl and Mark, I think my panic attack would have gotten even worse. You see, when I tuned in tonight and heard Sarah, I've been having some health problems lately, and I thought maybe I died and went to hell and was in New Mexico, where, of course, all the pedestrians would be dead, and I guess the drivers would be in jail, and my hell would be to listen to Sarah all day, every day, because she would be the only one left, and the only radio program I could tune in would be Free Talk Live, but it would be always callers like Sarah, Dan from New York, your auntie fan, Ann in Arizona, the lunatic. I thought that was my hell. thank God for verifying that I didn't die.
Nope, she's still out there, and she's back after 2.5 years of not calling the show. So
does that mean your life is hell?
As negative as you're being here, Tom, I welcome Sarah's calls. She has a different perspective than is typically found amongst our set of callers. We tend to have, you're on conservative talk radio stations. You tend to have people from the right calling in to the show. She brings a pretty lefty kind of pro-welfare, pro-government, everything. Government perspective, and of course we're total voluntarist, libertarian, anarchist types here on Free Talk Live, so that just don't jive with us, and it makes for I think overall pretty interesting conversations.
You're right. At times she's had a few interesting calls, but keep in mind this would have been all day every day.
Right? Yeah, it would be too much.
And the other, her and the other two on the radio all the time.
Just imagine Sarah with her own talk show. Imagine 3 hours.
I don't want to.
don't put that thought in my head. Now, thank you again. I'm gonna have to go and get a smoke and some beer.
All right, enjoy. So thank you, Tom, for the call.
Give you a good evening.
Thanks for the call, man.
See, I expected him to say that he was worried that he had a stroke and woke up and it was 3 years in the past or whatever.
Yeah. Time warp. Let's go to Richard. He's on the line in Albuquerque. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I caught the very end of Sarah's call in, and to add somewhat to that, lately on the news here in Albuquerque, they've been talking about all the businesses that advertise for help wanted, and yesterday I was walking past the bus stop, and there was two homeless men at the bus stop, and they had one of the homeless signs that says, homeless, need help, God bless you, the usual homeless people signs. But one of the homeless men was telling the other one where to go to take the homeless sign that he had and where to stand at an intersection, because he said in a half hour's time he had made close to $60, and that's all he wanted to make.
Damn.
Now, my point is, with all the help wanted signs, why should people go to work when they can panhandle and make $60 in a half hour?
That's
time.
A great question.
When I was growing up, I read a story in some magazine about how, attorneys would do this. They would get off work for the night, they would change into some nasty looking street clothes, and they would go because they would make more money.
Yeah. I knew somebody that worked at the temple in Salt Lake City, and they had to kick off these people who, I don't know how they knew, but all of the staff knew that they would panhandle right in front of the temple, mm-hmm. the Mormon temple in Salt Lake City, and they were actually rich guys that would go get in there. They would park their cars, they'd pay to park their cars somewhere and walk
driving
there.
A Lexus or something like that, right? Yeah, I've heard these stories too. Richard, great question tonight. Yeah, why should somebody go and work for $15 an hour, backbreaking restaurant labor or whatever, and then when they can just go stand on the side of the road and make $50 in a half an hour? I mean, it's a no-brainer, right?
Well, it really is, and that's a coincidence that the young lady was mentioning the panhandlers in the Salt Lake Temple, because I lived in Salt Lake 2.5 years ago, and there was a woman that was right by the temple entrance gate, and she had a sign that said she was escaping domestic violence, and I watched people for probably close to 3 weeks give this woman money that she was panhandling, and I don't know what she was saving her money for to escape her domestic violence, because I watched people give her enough money, she could have hired a limousine to have escaped her
she
domestic
could have got the
violence
hell out of there,
and
right?
moved someplace else.
Yeah, that's a great point. Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. And it's all about pulling at people's heartstrings, right? Like, you've got to have a good story. And
I mean, if you don't have a sense of pride, if you don't mind just, you know, asking strangers for handouts, then it's probably an okay way to make a buck.
Yeah.
But if you do have a sense of pride, not really your thing.
At least those people who go on the side of the road in, like, Vegas and they do some kind of crazy tricks for money, at least they're giving you value.
Yeah.
Like, meaning
giving a performance in the same way that a street musician or even a live band is giving a performance.
There was a guy in the parking lot of the Walmart, to bring it back around to what we were talking about before. It was cold out. It was one of the fewer cold days last month, I think.
Yeah.
And Bonnie and I were going on my weekly shopping trip approved by my federal handlers to go out to Walmart, and dude is out there with something I'd never seen before. It was like a violin, but it was an electric violin.
It was cool.
It was plugged into an amplifier, and he was playing this violin out there and had his little box set up, and you could put money into it. But he was sort of like at the back of the, or, you know, not near the stores, but as far away from the stores as you can kind of get without getting to the Rite Aid.
Right, so he was close to that street there?
Yeah, that little inlet. And so, like, there weren't a whole bunch of cars near him. They were obviously cars parked closer to the store. So he had sort of plenty of space. But it was loud. Like, as you came out of the Walmart, you could hear someone playing the violin.
It was fun. There was like a fun ambiance walking in and out of your car at Walmart, because it's just like so cool sounding, like an electric violin. That was so cool. He was playing like a Sia song, and it just sounded just like it, but really cool.
Yeah, and so I walked up and, you know, gave him some cash and the AutoZone gift card that somebody had given me a because they were having trouble. Like, he had a sign up, you know, or a car broke down or whatever, something like that. Like, we're on tough times, my family needs help or whatever. And, like, even if his family didn't need help, he was there playing in the parking lot. You're doing something cool. You're doing something original.
Yeah.
And, you know, I appreciate it, so.
That's definitely different from panhandling.
Totally different. That's not panhandling at all.
It's not the highest tier of, you know, doing a live show, but it's not the worst thing you can do to make a buck.
I mean, it was a live show. He didn't have a
venue. It's not the highest tier.
Well, yeah. I mean, he wasn't at, like, you know, the Ritz.
Right.
Or something like that. But he was a good player. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. We got time for you if you want to jump in the remaining moments of the radio show of Free.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll try to get you on the air. But if you don't get into our radio show tonight, we're doing the after show, which we call Freer Talk Live, at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So about a half an hour after the show, the radio show ends, we will begin over at video.freetalklive.com. That's our Odyssey channel. And what is Odyssey? Well, Odyssey is a competitor to those big corporate video streaming and video sharing services like YouTube, which have become quite evil over the years. Odyssey came from Library, which is a decentralized media sharing protocol that is uncensorable. And Odyssey is built on top of that to allow people to easily share their videos and, in our case, stream and share. And I really like the platform, and it's freedom-friendly, and we've never had any real issues with them in any way, shape, or form, except for they didn't want us to use topless photos for the ladies' topless episodes.
Which was understandable.
Yeah, on the little preview or whatever, right. So that's fine. So head over to video.freetalklive.com. If you're not following us on Odyssey, go ahead and create an account, because you can't comment unless you create an account, and you know we wouldn't be able to read your comments on the air, because we are going to be watching the chats coming up. Because that's the thing. It's like people want us to respond to chats during the radio show, and it's like, sorry, we're so busy running this radio show. We have phone numbers. You can call in. It's a talk show. So I do want to talk about, like, new media versus old media tonight on the show. We're also going to do a BitBox giveaway as well. So tune into that tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time at video.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. But first, Bonnie, you've got some nobody quotes of the day that you've been doing over the last, I think this is the fourth day in a row?
I think it's the third day.
Yeah, third day in a row of the this new feature here on Free Talk Live. Our friend and co-host Nobody, he was one of the Crypto Six, is one of the Crypto Six, was arrested along with you and me and three other folks on March 16th of this year in a terrible, awful raid involving, you know, busted down doors and destroyed windows and a bunch of shouting, men pointing guns at us and, you know, threatening our lives. Pretty crazy.
Generally an unpleasant experience.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff. And even crazier since then has been that Nobody has been prohibited from expressing himself on broadcast radio on streaming, on video. Basically, I don't even think he can blog. I mean, it, depending on how you interpret the bail conditions, he can't even tweet. He can't post something on our social.
Yeah, he can't post anything public.
Right.
So, on social media,
correct.
That's public. So I don't know whether or not that would include a personal blog from him or what.
The restrictions don't say he can't send a letter to the editor, but, you know, maybe they would not like it if he did. I mean, it's really not clear everything he can't do, but there are specific things he can't do, and one of them is being here on Free Talk Live or being interviewed at all on basically radio or television.
But he has been on the show a lot, so there are lots of quotable moments.
Yeah, and he's also written some newsletters, and he's been, you know, he's a prolific guy. He's got a lot of quotes out there, and Bonnie, you've been collecting some of them, so here is one. And it is that all the wars are fought on behalf of the banks. The more people who use Bitcoin, the less power the government will have, and more people will see that they don't need the government.
It's true.
It's true.
And that is a message that they don't want you to hear. They don't want you to know about Bitcoin. They don't want you to know about how it disempowers the state.
And empowers you. I'm so glad that he added that last part to it, that people realize that they don't need the government, or will realize that they don't need the government the more they get into Bitcoin.
Yeah, because people don't realize it now. They think of the government as just this sort of benevolent institution that protects them from murderers and rapists and, you know, the evil brown people who want to invade them for whatever reason. It's never clear why people think China wants to invade them or why Al-Qaeda wants to kill them or whatever, but that's what they think, right?
Sure.
And only a small number of people realize that, oh, wait, none of that's true. If Bitcoin was actually more prominent in society and the government was actually losing its financial control over the dollar and over gasoline and things like that, people would come to realize that the government actually isn't doing any of those things you believe it is. It's just dropping bombs on people.
Yes, and kudos to nobody. I hope we see him back here on the show sooner rather than later. We have no idea, though, when these bail conditions are going to be loosened up. So in the meantime, Bonnie, thanks to you for taking the time to go through old nobody quotes and find some stuff worth sharing. And again, if you want to join the show here, 603-283-6160. And speaking of cryptocurrency being a threat to the state, did you hear about what Hillary Clinton has been saying?
No.
I didn't think you were on the show where we talked. It was toward the end of last week. It's been 2 weeks in a row.
She's saying, my husband was not friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't think she's saying that. Because
probably hard to deny
because
that.
Because they were both, I think, friends with Jeffrey Epstein. But what she has been saying is she's been straight up attacking cryptocurrency. And so
that's good news.
And I realize we've already talked about this, but I just want to restate what she said, because it ties right into what nobody was saying here, where he says, the more people who use Bitcoin, the less power the government will have, and the more people will see they don't need the government, because it does disempower the state. And what she said in an interview with MSNBC, according to news.bitcoin.com, is, quote, I just don't think we have much time. And therefore, I hope from everything I'm hearing from them that that's exactly what they're going to try to do. And what she's saying is the Biden administration needs to regulate cryptocurrencies as soon as possible because, quote, I don't think we have much time.
Well, they don't.
That is really awesome. Like, that makes me feel really good that this woman, one of the top politicians,
reptilians.
One of the top evil human beings on the planet. She's worried. She's worried about cryptocurrency.
As she should be. As the entire system should be.
And just want to clarify another thing. It's interesting. She doesn't use the term Bitcoin in her quotes. She says, quote, imagine the combination of social media, the algorithms that drive social media, the amassing of ever larger sums of money through the control of certain cryptocurrency chains. She said, there are so many big questions the Biden administration must address. So she's worried about cryptocurrency as a whole, as a threat.
That's
not
good.
Just Bitcoin anymore.
So. She's really looked into it.
She's also looking at it from a broader perspective of trying to solve all of these things, like the social media problem that they keep going on about, and mm-hmm. not trying to tie that into the Bitcoin thing. It's good. They're terrified. Good. They should be.
Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major Payne.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I guess you've thrown so many biscuits in the fire here. I don't know where to touch on right
Pick
now.
Pick one of them.
I guess I'm going to go back to my original call. All right, you remember that cat that drove through the dancing grandmas and whatnot in the Christmas parade in Wabasha, Wisconsin?
Yeah, he down 40 people or something like that.
I thought
that.
A car did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. And this is a good segue for what you guys was talking about
an
a couple
SUV.
Three segues back. Because people have lost heart in the media and the truth-telling of it all. Because they're trying to say that the vehicle was at fault. But clearly, this dude's social media account, he hated white people. He was out to get everybody he could. He was clearly swerving.
Didn't he run down a little black girl, too, or something like that?
Trying to clip extra people. People that were jumping out of his way, he was trying to get. If you watch the video of this,
but was, I mean, look, I haven't looked into this, you know, in a whole lot of detail. But I'm pretty sure he didn't like run down a whites only parade, right? So, I mean, wasn't he just running everyone down?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. But the whole precept that he was running from some fleeing police from some knife fight or something. There was nobody chasing.
If somebody just
has
a
totally
knife,
intent.
And you get into a car, you're safe.
Yeah.
This dude was tweaked. Just like 2 or 3 weeks before, in the same vehicle, he had confronted his ex-baby mama and punched her in the mouth. And when she wouldn't get in the car with him, he ran her over with the same damn vehicle.
Well,
and then some libtard judge bailed him out for $1,000.
You know, people keep bringing that up.
2 weeks later, he kills...
Let me correct a quick misconception here. The point of bail is not to prevent further crime. It's to make sure the person shows up.
Court.
That's it.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I'm just looking here. I just remember I'd seen a picture of one of the victims, and she was like this little girl who was in the parade, one of the little, you know, she had an instrument or whatever. But her name is Jesslyn Torres. I mean, pretty sure she's Hispanic. So, I mean, maybe this guy didn't like...
Probably not, you know, British.
Yeah, maybe this guy didn't like white people, but I'm pretty sure this was just an insane attack on human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, back at 10:30 Eastern Time. Join us over at video.freetalklive.com for Freer Talk Live. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow on the radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.